get a move on before my hand cools down.
Your what?
Feel this, baby. There's a 200-point game pulsating through these fingers.
Let's not waste it on bowling. What's about the stud we're going to be meeting tonight?
Mother, you're not going to meet him.
Well, we're going to be at the bowling alley, and Chip's going to be at the bowling alley. We're bound to run into one another.
Please don't embarrass me. Please.
Oh, honey, there's no way we'd embarrass you.
Please, if you really love me, you'll pretend you're not my parents.
All right, get out of our house, little girl.
Thank you.
Come on, you guys. Warm up frame.
All right, Daddy.
Come on, Daddy.
Excuse me, ma'am. You remember this clock?
How can I forget it?
I seem to recall you saying something about how I'd never get it fixed.
No, I think what I said was that if you did get it fixed, you have to move out.
Anytime's the perfect time for Canoga beer. The bear's the one to have friends and fun, so have a Canoga beer. Canoga. It'll look perfect up on the mantelpiece.
Lonnie, honey, be sure to keep your jacket on.
DJ, honey, be sure not to go near the chainsaw. Well, Crystal, why don't you and Lonnie stay for dinner?
Oh, no, I couldn't impose.
Oh, come on, you're not imposing. You're gonna cook.
Anybody here for a drink?
You bet.
My kind of gal.
Just mineral water.
Well, we got water, and I'm sure it's got minerals in it.
Edgar, should I be bad?
Why not? You jogged this morning.
What the heck? I'll have a tropical hurricane.
I can get you cold beer and turn on a fan. So how do you see my manual? What do I do with it? Oh. Look, make you a deal. You don't bother me, and we had a deal.
Well, geez, I guess I just can't leave you boys alone for 5 minutes.
I hate you and everything you stand for.
Good evening. This is Vanessa from the magazine Discount House. And since you're a preferred customer with a credit card, I'm prepared to offer you a 1, 2, or 3-year subscription to your favorite magazines at prices substantially lower than that which you pay at the newsstand. Yeah, same to you. Hey, look at down a waterbed.
Oh, 70s.
Hey, this is close to a pool as we'll ever get.
Belly flop! Excuse me! Excuse me! Excuse me! Can I help you with something?
Yeah, how about a couple of margaritas?
Telegram for Dan Connor!
What's that?
Oh, me and the guys got together and got you a little something. It's our way of saying happy birthday.
Well, hello there, birthday boy.
Yeah. Out. Out. You know, you are the reason why there will never be a woman president.
So, Becky, honey, tell me about the boy you're dating.
I don't know. All my friends think he's really cute.
You know, Darlene, you're lucky to have such a popular sister. When you start dating, she can give you some pointers.
Yeah, well, she's so popular, just ask her which one of us got felt up.
Darlene, leave the table.
Yeah, I knew that'd do it. Aunt Mark, I gotta study tonight. Oh, don't be stupid.
If he wasn't stupid, he wouldn't be anything.
Drop dead. Well, I'll talk to you later, okay? I love you.
I love you too, Becky.
Oh, Darlene, don't be jealous. You could have a boyfriend too, you know? Little lipstick, little mascara, big juicy pork chop tied around your neck.
Oh, hi, Mom. Yeah, I'm fine. You want to talk to Becky? Well, she's in your bed right now with Mark. Should I wake him?
Give me the phone!
I'm right here. DJ, go take a bath.
I gotta do a science project.
So do it.
Mom always helps me.
Mom's in Las Vegas, DJ, and she's never coming back.
I gotta make a sundial.
Well, then make a sundial.
I don't know how.
Just find something round. There. Now take it outside, and when it starts to stink, it's tomorrow.
Becky, I'm really sorry.
About what?
I didn't mean it.
What did you do, you little freak?
I was up in your room. It was an accident.
Oh, I'm gonna kill you, DJ.
DJ, what'd you do?
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah, just driving her crazy.
Excellent work, son.
Thanks, Dad.
So damn proud I could burst.
Here comes your sister. Ask her.
I'm not gonna ask her, you ask her.
You ask her.
What do you geeks wanna know?
What's a virgin?
You in 40 years.
Hey.
Hey.
How was your day?
Would you like to know what your son did?
Well, if he's my son, it must be something bad.
Well, I had to go to school to see his teacher because it seems like he hasn't turned in any of his math homework for the past 2 weeks.
I see. And how did he explain this?
Well, he's had a lot of extra responsibility around here since you died.
Did I suffer?
No. Sniper. Clean shot.
Here she comes. Tell her how great she looks.
Well, it's your father's way of telling me how much he loves me.
You said you liked it.
I love it, because I know that you picked it out all by yourself.
Oh, my, my, my. Let me feel. Oh, boy. That feels fire retardant.
It's way retardant.
Nothing happened last night. I told you that.
Oh, Darlene, he spent the whole night in your room. I'm not stupid.
Yeah, well, neither am I. First of all, I don't want to have sex yet. And second, you think I'd do it with you 20 feet away?
Why not? You could do it real quiet without us knowing about it.
Really? You can't.
Thank you.
can hear us. Last night I had to tell David you were moving furniture.
She is just trying to butter us up, Roseanne, so that she can move to Lanford and we can't say a thing about it.
Who's moving here?
Dan.
No.
Dan.
No, Roseanne, no! Oh, come on!
Dan, she needs to be near her family now.
No, she doesn't. She may think she does right now, but after 2 months and I have to kill her, she'll realize how wrong she was.
She knew we would all feel this way, Roseanne. That's why she's waving this money around.
Yeah! What money?
It's from Mom.
Yubba.
She's just trying to buy us, Dan. Can't you see that?
Yeah, I think she hit my price. Actually, she could have had me for half.
Roseanne!
Honey, she's your mother. I'll do whatever it takes, but I just want you to know one thing. I want this money.
Would you give me that check? You are drooling the zeros off of it.